on the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. Daryl Sanders, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Doing good today.
Good, me too.
How's Daryl doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great. Glad the fair's over. It seemed like they had a pretty good crowd. The weather was halfway decent, but that's a lot of work for all those people who were involved in that, and along with us. So I'm kind of glad to see it in and in successfully.
Thanks for opening up the parking lot there at EMA so we could have some additional parking.
Well, you know what I tried to do is I made a deal with the fair board that the week of the fair, as long as I can get to my office and we can get our vehicles out, they can have everything, all the blacktop they need.
Good.
So luckily they needed it this year because of all the rain we got.
Right, right.
Well, I don't think we're going to get rain for next week's hot dog festival, but if we do, it might be a little bit of welcome sight. It's going to be warm next weekend.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Yep. So how's everything been going?
Not too bad. We're getting ready to implement our health trailer we bought, and Matt Stenham's trainer by on it. So I think Rodney's going to deploy that sometime next week somewhere. So we're trying to get it to where he can pick it at his leisure and sign off on it and take it and maybe get some more shots in the arms of the people of Clinton County.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done that, and then, of course, it's budget time. Work on your budgets. Doing that.
Yeah, that's true. That's amazing. It's that time already. It doesn't seem possible. It's budget time already. It just doesn't seem that way, but it is.
Yeah.
So.
And then we're working on the training area.
Mm-hmm.
We've got two more containers. And there used to be an old salt dome out here, and it had a concrete base had rebar in it. And luckily, Mike Henry come in and took that thing out for us. It was going to cost us about $2,000 to have it removed.
Ooh.
Mike Henry volunteered his equipment and time and come in and took that out for us. So I'd like to thank him for that. But we're getting ready to move forward with that, stack those containers, and it'll be an area that we can probably generate some income from other departments by having a nice training facility. And also the law enforcement's been using we have one area down here that we've set up like a two-room apartment, and they've been using that for the training for their dogs.
So. Okay. All right. In your mind, how's the best way to get more shots into people's arms? Because it's going to have to happen, unfortunately, but we'd like to get it done if we could.
Well, I would think anyone that watches the news or listens to the radio would understand that it's important to get that shot. I struggle with my own children trying to get them to take it, but they may not die from this new
Delta variant.
Delta variant, yeah. But they're going to get sicker in heck. And who knows what happens afterwards as far as the long-term effects on your body.
No.
So I would really love to see everybody that in Clinton County get a shot, to tell you the truth. But I just don't know how. I really don't know how you, I won't say pressure, but how you change their minds to actually, I know it's not.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a fact that they don't have time to do it because we were giving them free here at the fair.
Yeah.
And all you had to do is walk by and just roll your sleeve up.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have very much response from that. So I really don't know if it's an education thing. We've tried and tried. I know the health department's tried. So I really don't have the answer to that, fellas.
Well, I really just think it's something they just don't want to do. And, and unless they start finding a way to know how to, I hate to use the word arrest people, but I don't really want to see that. But unless they want to start something like that, that's outside short of that. I don't know of anything else.
I don't either. I mean, Rodney's done a heck of a job in Dr. Uh-huh. Hart, but it's just a matter of, and some counties are far worse than us, and it's,
yeah.
And some states are far worse, of course, but I don't have the answer. If I did, I'd make some money real quick if I had a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Well, let's just think about this. We can think about the difference between what we're doing right now at a year ago at the same time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, it could be that we're back there this fall.
Yeah, and I would not surprise me a bit.
Rodney and I are, are planning on having resources in case it does rear its ugly head again. But it could very well happen this fall, and we could be right back where we were.
And I know people do not want to go backwards.
No, no. I mean, the economy and everything else is picking up now, and things are looking pretty great. So, but in some of the, well, California and some of the other states are starting to implement some of the mask restrictions, and so it could just as easy come back here. So if everyone that's not had a shot would go out and get one, I think it would probably wouldn't solve the problem, but it would sure help the problem.
That's for sure. Okay, Daryl, is there anything else we need to talk about real quick before I let you go?
No, I think we're good, guys.
Okay, that sounds good. You take good care, okay?
Okay, talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, Daryl, that's the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with Hope and Vision.